All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Bring you all of your top stories from across the country and the world. You are taking a live look at this hour over the Israel-Lebanon border as we do get to the latest details developing over the last several hours here on the war between Israel and Hamas. Israel now saying that troops by ground, air, and sea have struck over 100 terror targets in the Gaza Strip, including operational command centers. And Iran's president saying the October 7th massacre in southern Israel, dubbed Operation Al-Aqsa Flood by the Hamas terror group, will bring about the downfall of Israel, chanting revenge, revenge, death to America and death to Israel.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has kicked off 2024 with a dire warning to the U.S. This could be the first of many newsmaking headlines coming from the leader as Americans prepare to go to the polls to choose a president.
Today saw the biggest release yet of documents from a lawsuit connected to Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile in Florida who died by suicide in jail in 2019 before he could face federal charges. More than 1,600 pages were released today. That's on top of the 100 releases in the previous 2 days.
Newly released Jeffrey Epstein documents. Shocking high-profile names are being revealed, from A-list Hollywood celebrities to titans of industry and even former U.S. presidents. And that's just the start. A second batch could be released at any moment. We're keeping an eye on that. The name that appears 50 times in the documents is former President Bill Clinton, testifying that the pedophile told her that Clinton, quote, likes them young, referring to girls.
UFO whistleblower David Grush has doubled down on some bombshell claims, maybe the most that the U.S. government has killed people who tried to go public with stories about non-human spacecraft.
The Black Awakening, Part 2, Chapter 10, Lucifer's Lodge and the Catholic Church. But what is the ultimate purpose behind the perpetuation of these satanic traditions by the various secret societies that practice them? Evidence points to a concerted effort for world domination. The New World Order. Page 5. Lucifer's Lodge. Looking grim, Father Daniel responded that the possession was entrenched. Giovanna had been undergoing exorcisms. Her case was considered one of the most severe that many exorcists in Rome had seen. Page 184. The Rite. The Making of a Modern Exorcist. Since Jesus' first act is to confront Satan in the desert, and his first sign of his power and authority is to cast out a demonic spirit, it is apparent that a primary purpose of his ministry was to expose Satan and destroy his power. Page 30. Satanism. Is it real? Sensing the discomforting secrets within the bosom of the church, the two curates collaborated to gather information about pedophile priests who were practicing Satanism, and the church leaders who protected them. Page 146, Lucifer's Lodge. We snuck down the stairs and took a look for a black room in the old basement of a Catholic church. Knowing we would get in trouble if we got caught was on my mind, but the knowledge of ritual abuse of children and the summoning of dark spirits down there was more important and needed to be exposed. I would rather risk getting in trouble than to know that victims are suffering and no one is helping them. I say let's cleanse the temple as Jesus did, and stop the hidden and secret sins of Satan-worshipping priests, right? I care about victims. I've seen what seems like a million tears in faces that are filled with pain, shame, and unjustifiable loss. I have heard the why me, why didn't anyone help me questions too many times. I am outraged about all of this. I'm willing to rip up the floorboards of a church and let the chips fall where they may, especially if it is a hardcore Luciferian who has long infiltrated the structure of the church and stands as a smiling imposter. Like many who are now on the inside, they act like a lamb, but in secrecy they're raping and ritually abusing kids. They have hidden their black robes in what seems like secure places in the house that should only be used for good and the revelation of God. The priests, the fly, and the nun. We had set up a conference on satanic ritual abuse. We had a number of victims who were going to expose perpetrators and tell them what happened to them. Everything was going good until some men arrived and upset the SRA MPD victims. One was a Catholic priest who seemed really off. He sought to make contact with the victims and sneered at the testimonies of the victims. I went back where the priests were standing and tried to start a conversation. However, he sought to avoid me. He looked at me, picked up a Bible, and used it to slam down and crush a fly. He turned the Bible over with the crushed fly still stuck on it, and then threw the Bible down, smiling at me. It was an unholy gaze. He was not what he presented himself to be. He was a fake. Two of the victims came to me during the break and told me the priest tried to trigger them and sought to disrupt them. Then a man who came with the priest asked me to come down the hall and talk to him. When I got there, he began telling me about the Jews and their goal to overtake the world. He gave me paperwork that was anti-Semitic and very erroneous. It reminded me of Nazi propaganda. The priest and his folk seemed to disappear in the crowd and were nowhere to be found. Their cars were gone too. The phone numbers on the registration card for the conference were called, and they just blipped off when called. What they didn't know was that we took down their license plate numbers when they arrived, and because of their behavior, we had them ran. It all led to an obscure old Latin mass Catholic church. This church was already under suspicion for satanic ritual abuse. A team went to find the priest, but the name he gave went nowhere. A few years later, this old Catholic church, in a very bizarre way, took over a local church building used by a very powerful small church known for its soul winning and spiritual warfare activities. We were involved with this small church and realized that the old priest, who was the leader of the Catholic Church, was implicated in child sex crimes. As we prayed for exposure, I got a strange phone call. It was a woman claiming to be a nun from a monastery where she was ritually abused. I don't know how she got my number, but I agreed to meet her. The meeting was held at a local McDonald's. I was there first and observed her drive in. She drove around again and again, looking over her shoulder. She came in, I met her, and we sat down. She told me about a Catholic church she was serving in, that it had some old retired priests, and they were all involved in child sex abuse and satanic rituals. She said they had videos and other evidence. She gave the address, names, and then told me the name of the Catholic Church. It was the same one we had been dealing with. It was the same one we traced the fake priest to. She told me that if they had found out she was talking and helping us, they would harm her. She told me how they killed another one of their own who wanted out. She said she had access to the videotapes. Fearful, she said she had to go, and out the door she went. One of our workers was sitting in McDonald's, just a few feet away. We met again, and she told us more. My wife was at this meeting and discerned that maybe she had sub-personalities. After that meeting, she disappeared. I mean, we could not find her anywhere, and to this day, I have no idea what happened to her. But it doesn't stop there. An old man came to a Sunday night meeting that I was holding where we exposed subjects like this. For weeks, he would come and want a private meeting with me. I finally met with him, and he urged me to come with him to a secret meeting. It would be in the basement of a church. I asked him where the church was. It was that building that was taken over by the Catholic Church with the satanic priests. I was being set up, just like a number of staff was warned about. This is not over. That church and its priests are now targeted with specific prayers. A team was staking out that church on a ritual night on the satanic calendar. The team was sitting in the back of the parking lot at 12 midnight, and a car pulled in. A tall priest got out. It was the same priest who first came to our conference. He was in full garb and went into the building where he met others. There's now a special team of two who are doing counter-infiltration of this church. This is not over. The Catholic Church infiltrated. It is no question that part of the methodology of Satan himself is to infiltrate and harm the church. Five of the seven churches listed in the first few chapters of the book of Revelation were being infiltrated with occult and satanic presence. Satan is at war with the people of God for sure. Jesus taught that he would build his church and that the gates of hell would not prevail. That very statement reveals that the body of Christ will be thrust into battle with the very forces of hell itself. If Satan had the audacity to confront Jesus directly in Matthew 4, enter into Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, and seek to devour Christians in 1 Peter 5, it's very clear that the visible church will be attacked. Revelation 12 reveals the long and passionate battle that Satan wields against the church. Note, there is no other institution on the face of the earth more fought against than the body of Christ. If Satan can get in, he will, and he will seek the greatest harm. Russ Tisdall. Paul Bilheimer, the great author of some very deep insight of spiritual battle, has said in his book, Destined for the Throne, that Satan would rule the world if it were not for the church's presence that contests his total rule. It was a church that was launched by Christ with authority over all the power of the devil, in Luke 10, but that there would be a spiritual battle for sure. Satan has no problem trying to damage the church. He has done this from the very beginning of it. See Acts 5. It does seem that the Catholic Church has been infiltrated deeply, and evidence of the satanic crimes has been mounting for years. There are now victims by the hundreds who have come forward. This is why Father Malachi Martin directed William Kennedy to investigate and tell it all, and so he did. William Kennedy's book, Lucifer's Lodge, is a must-read, and I am sure from listening to him on talk shows and reading all of his works that what he exposed is only the tip of the satanic iceberg. The Catholic Church has a lot of places to hide, and Satanists who have learned from their master has put on the masquerade of priest or a nun, but are experienced, perverted servants of Satan. The sex crimes of priests. I have listened to many chosen ones and other victims of satanic rituals who said a Catholic priest abused them. Many victims of satanic ritual abuse or multiple personality disorder say that priests and nuns who were by the day religious figures of respect, by night were chanting Latin backwards and holding secret rituals with sexual perversions being performed. There are now hundreds of victims who have come out of the Catholic Church in the USA that have been sexually abused. Millions of dollars have been poured out now by the Catholic Church in payment to the victims who have won their court cases. What hasn't been told is that most of these cases included satanic ritual abuse and the creation of multiple personalities in the victims. The satanic ritual issue is being kept out of the courts because it seems so bizarre, and you cannot sue just for the satanic worship. This is where the people like William Kennedy come in. In his book, Lucifer's Lodge, Kennedy brings massive exposure of the perpetrators within the Catholic Church. He names them, reveals documentation of cover-up, and implicates priests, bishops, and even the Vatican in crimes of child sexual abuse, satanic rituals, and unjust protection of the perpetrators. Kennedy reveals what many victims have said for years, that there is an underground network of child sex pedophiles also using satanic rituals to do their vile evil. It is our experience that there are many fake priests who only masquerade as religious leaders in the Catholic system, and that the Catholic system was easy for them to infiltrate. These occultists dressed in religious garb have been there for a long time, and many of them came in through the rat lines that protected fleeing Nazis who still dream of a Fourth Reich. The Shadow Order, Malachi Martin. Listening to Coast AM with the well-known talk show host Art Bell, the night he interviewed an older Catholic leader was fascinating. To hear his guest, Father Malachi Martin, speak about demonic possession, satanic ritual abuse, and the existence of a satanic order inside the structure of the Vatican and the Catholic Church was very revealing. This didn't come from a Protestant. The massive exposure was coming from the Catholics themselves. In Father Martin's book, Windswept House, we find this brave priest exposing and seeking to show that satanic rituals, a shadow order, and the abuse of children are going on deep inside the Vatican itself. If what he was putting in the novel format was his way of sneaking out the truth, then the birth of the Antichrist may have occurred in dark secrecy at St. Paul's Chapel inside the Vatican walls itself. This is how real Luciferians like it. They like to be right inside the house of God and do their work in blaspheme and in secrecy. See Ezekiel 8. If I were you, I would read Windswept House. Read it as a report, an exposure of a satanic order deep within the Vatican and throughout the Catholic system. This book by Martin says what many chosen ones have revealed and other victims may have experienced. Lucifer's Lodge and Satanic Crime. The book by William Kennedy sits here at my right. It is packed with inside information of the crimes of Satanists and their abuse of children. On pages 177 and 179, Kennedy says, Father Martin also mentions the existence of mother chapels in the banned AFA video and states that they were Satanist covens, Operation Secrecy in the Catholic Church. The existence of the Black Room and Devil's Room in the previous case studies points to this assertion as a fact. There is, in reality, various ritual chambers used by Catholic priests for the ritual abuse of children. It is clear from the parable of Jesus himself that the real body of Christ will grow vast and even worldwide before the end comes. Jesus also taught that the birds, or demonic unclean spirits and satanic agenda, will come in among the visible church and perch. See Luke chapter 13. Other biblical examples are clear also in 2 Kings 21 to 23. Deals with the leader who opened the doors to the occult spirits. He sought every type of demon god and demonic practice. This satanic worship included the power god, Moloch, who always seeks human sacrifice. Manasseh, the king in the city of God, opened the doors so wide that he allowed demonic worship and the promotion of occult symbols in open sight in the very temple where God was to be revealed and embraced. This entire light level practice moved, as it always does, to deep, dark, satanic worship. The beliefs and dark presence finally led this leader to do the unthinkable. He sacrificed his very own son in a burning, torturous, and agonizing child sacrifice. What happened there has happened before, has happened since, and still does even happen now. Ezekiel 8 reveals again how the satanic worship is being done in dark secrecy. And at the same time, those dark practitioners are posing as religious leaders in visible Israel, the Old Testament people of God. Those elders were supposed to be leaders who pointed others to the God they worshipped. The real reason for their presence is behind the scenes, willful embrace of the unclean darkness. In satanic infiltration, the leader's worship of God is a sham and a fake. They are expert posers. They, having a form of godliness but denying its power, 2 Timothy chapter 3, one for the public and the real one shrouded in occult secrecy. That verse goes on to say, have nothing to do with them. The real reason for a Luciferian satanic worshiper hiding in plain sight within the church structure, temple, and body of Christ is to blaspheme God, corrupt the people of God, and seek the defeat of God's purpose. And please note, they will continue and grow until something is done. That is their nature and agenda. I believe with every ounce of my being that there are fake religious leaders today whom the public thinks are godly and pious, but who double as priests of the fallen cherub. This same approach can be found in the first two chapters of the book of Revelation. Five of the seven churches had occult and satanic infiltration. Believers in Christ should not think it strange that some church finds out an elder or a deacon is a child-abusing Satanist. It's not the church's fault unless it's knowingly turns a deaf ear and blind eye to what is going on. In these chapters, Jesus is seen as knowing all that is going on. He cares, and it's clear that he does not tolerate the corrupting energy of satanic infiltration of his body, nor should any real shepherd of God. I say, save the flock and crush the wolves. Counter-infiltration and the Catholic Church. I do know of a few brave folks who who are trained and at work to expose the evil deeds of darkness, save children, and rout underground Luciferians who are within the visible church. These folks who know what's going on and are deeply versed in spiritual warfare are like the spies that went into Jericho. They are counter-infiltrating some Catholic churches right now, where known satanic practices are going on. They are following the principle of God, giving a supernatural hole into the substructure of radial evil. Why do they do it? Like in the Ezekiel 8 and 2 Kings chapters 21 and 23, they believe that God wants something done, and that something can and must be done. They want victims to be rescued, and dark practitioners exposed and stopped. They're willing to do whatever it takes. God does ask, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?" Isaiah 6. Someone called this next verse the saddest verse in the Bible. It doesn't have to be. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found none. Ezekiel chapter 22. Finally, it shouldn't surprise us that the satanic agenda would find its way into church structures and seek to advance its cause from the inside out. This same methodology was used by satanic forces and willing people, past and present. Acts chapter 5 is another testimony of the infiltration work of Satan himself. It's clear this unclean serpent wants in. If you are in the visible structure of the church and suspect that there's a person or group of people that are doing this hidden satanic worship, what will you do? If you just run away, you might as well give them the keys to the church and hand over the kids. Those who know and do nothing are cowards, which aid and abed lethal darkness. I say, save the flock and crush the wolves, because the consequences are too terrible. The Black Awakening, Part 2, Chapter 11, Nazis and the Fourth Reich. The program of the spirit behind Hitler has now expanded into a worldwide arena. These deceivers are like termites, working visibly in society, gnawing, undermining, destroying. Page 39, Hitler in the New Age. This movement contained within itself a drawing power of a strange and dangerous sort. Page 146, Resurrecting the Third Reich. In the years preceding World War I, German anti-Semitism was fed by an underground stream of secret cults running like a sewer beneath Vienna and other cultural centers. Hitler dipped into this stream. Page 16. The Nazis and the Occult. In the movie Apt Pupil, we can get a glimpse of what is true across the world. Thousands upon thousands of Nazis got out of Germany and hid around the world. Some say 80,000 SS troops got out through the rat lines, and thousands more by those already planted in other nations. It is also clear that the USA and the now oft-quoted Operation Paperclip managed to sneak out many Nazi doctors, scientists, and leaders, but they got far more than they bargained for. It is in this process that I believe an occult infiltration of the U.S. intelligence community and military services exists and continues to grow. Like a Trojan horse, the Nazi technology and secrets were pregnant with a hidden presence, power, and agenda, but not a physical one. Demons with an agenda do create political, scientific, technological, and religious doctrines which they attend and attach to. Anyone reading Doctrines of Demons in 1 Timothy chapter 4 will be engaged by the very demons who gave them. Demons can attach to objects too, and can transfer to those with like dispositions. If you believe the demonic and willfully open a door to them, they will always come, and with many of their unclean brethren. If you believe the Nazi regime was created by and infused with satanic presence, power, and purpose, then there is a very big question we must answer. Where did all the dark spirits of the Nazi regime go when the Nazis lost? The secret project of acquiring elitist, the knowledge offered to new governments from the occult-inspired Nazis, was more than human. As Jim Marr says in his book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, in page 178, the Nazis turned to occultists. Such groups were concerned with raising their consciousness by means of rituals to an awareness of evil and non-human intelligences in the universe, and with achieving a means of communication with these intelligences. Dusty Sklar, in her revealing book, The Nazis and the Occult, writes to reveal the satanic practice and power that was behind their movement and development. Secular historians who knew nothing of the occult couldn't come to grips with the answer to what and why of Nazism. The Nazis, all that they were and all that they had, was infected with a drawing power, the very spirit behind Hitler. And now that same spirit has gone global. The old Nazis created new Nazis and have built a global network. They have continued the occult dream, but this dream was forged in Hell's Kitchen and carries the force and presence of lethal darkness. Millions of chosen ones, the SRA and MPD are the creation of this same technology and spiritual agenda. The new Nazis, the globalists, seek to use them in the upcoming chaos. They are the ones who came up with the term the Black Awakening. Movies like Apt Pupil and others like The Boys from Brazil and The Final Solution give a small glimpse of the passion they had for the Third and now a Fourth Reich. The spiritual force behind those committed to the Nazi cause is still among us. It is without question they have raised a next generation and have empowered them with the same spirit and technology they themselves began with. The spirit of Hitler is among us. It was here before him and will be here operating in a supernatural way among those who embrace its breath until the very end. The Nazi who screamed at us. It was a Nazi bred and trained subpersonality in that chosen one who rose up and with a strong German accent screamed with strong demonic energy these words. We are the legions who will rule the earth. When this man was taken to the hospital psych ward, we were there. As we waited to see what the police would tell us, an officer whom I had worked with from another department, walking and wearing full uniform. She was a chosen one also, and a subpersonality in her that both spoke and wrote fluently in German came up. She then handed me a note, and without saying a word, she left. The note said that this man was raised by an old Nazi, where he lived and where the coven was located. The note said that this man was raised to be and is used as an assassin and was used to clean up messes within their structure. The officer and some of her sub-personalities in the next few days took us late at night to the place where two girls were ritually murdered. She told us why he had to do it and that it was an internal matter. This is still an active case. Bloody arm and a Nazi farm. We had been up late again and in a wooded area where we were told satanic rituals were being done. We knew there must be victims in the area, so we searched and prayed. Many victims would tell me how they wished someone would have found them when they were young. So we began looking, and still do to this day. For years, we targeted this area by prayer mapping and asked the Lord to expose the coven and help us find any victim. Then it happened. I got a call to go to a city and take food money to a person we had never met. When our team got there that day, we went door to door in the apartment complex. Finally, I saw a door that said office, so I went in. The moment I walked in, the management person looked up at me with shock and yelled, "Pastor Russ, oh God has surely led you here." She was a person who had come to a course I taught at a larger church years before. Sitting across from her was a young woman whose arms were freshly bandaged up. This Christian lady said, "I have been praying for help, and here you are. This girl needs your help." Then she left the room so I could talk to the young woman. A team member stood up there with me as I began to talk to the girl, and I could see and feel what was there. I told her who I was and what we do, that we had been praying for many years to find and help victims of satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder in her area. At once, some subpersonalities came up and began to talk. They told of a grandfather and a farm, that he was a German and a Nazi, and he was the coven leader. She told us when and where some of the rituals were being held, and then the demonic began to surface. We had to pray and bind them, and she said she had to go. I asked the young woman if she would meet with us again, and she agreed. I gave her the office number, and then we left. A subpersonality called and told me more, and that they wanted out of the coven. We set up meeting after meeting and went there again and again, but there was always someone there to run interference. And then she disappeared. So we started praying to find her again. It was so strange how it had happened. But we were in the apartment complex just praying when a man in a wheelchair yelled, "She don't live here anymore." He had been watching us from inside his apartment. Another man came out and told us that this girl was taken to her grandfather's farm and lived there. He even gave us directions to the farm. And of course, we went. It was the place where rituals were done, and where an old German and his family lived. It wasn't until the third time that this girl's father came out to meet us. He was a deep blue-eyed man of German descent. We were finally told not to come back, and if we did, they would call the police. The young girl lives there. She is being kept from us. We are seeking to get in or get her out. When you find an SRA or multiple personality disorder victim like this in a small city area, you can be sure of a number of things. First, there is a family background, most likely of German descent, and they are involved. Second, there is a transgenerational satanic coven somewhere in the area, and they have been there a long time. Third, there has to be more than one victim. If you find one, there must be a dozen more. No Nazi black flame coven creating and raising chosen ones would have only one victim, so more in the area. And the fourth point is that the network of coven perpetrators has been there for a long time, and they will seek to ward you off if you get too close. This is an active and ongoing work. German cigarettes and Nazi music. I was sitting in the car waiting for other staff members to get their stuff and return to the car. In the back seat was a military coven chosen one. A subpersonality came up, leaned forward, and offered me a cigarette. It was an old pack with German writing on it. I declined politely. Then a male personality talked to me and handed me a cassette to play, so I put it in the car player. It was scratchy sounding, pro-Nazi wartime propaganda music. This personality told me his name and how great Hitler was. He spoke with an accent and would talk in fluent German. This is an ongoing case, and I'm waiting for them to return. They spit at me in my office. This woman was a victim of SRA and was a multiple. She had a father who was deeply Nazi committed, and when he found out that I was helping her, would send me special cards. He would have typed messages on a postcard letting me know he was watching me. He was finding information out about who I was. There were subtle warnings. When he died, this dear lady came to my office with a friend and told me that memories and personalities were now surfacing left and right, and that she was getting calls with a bunch of tone sounds only. Then she switched, and a young personality came up and began yelling at me. "You know, you know, you know about the men in white coats in the labs. You know about the military's involvement." Each time they would tell me things, they got louder and louder. They just yelled and then spit at me. The woman she brought with her sat amazed and perplexed. This dear woman feared that Nazi dad to the day that he died. She was split, programmed, abused, and used by him and others. It was this Nazi man who personally took his two grandchildren to the military base that had the PsyOps unit and where MKUltra mind control projects and the old Nazi doctors worked in their secrecy. Here the monarchs had deep roots. This too is a case that is still active. Case after case, and victim after victim. It all seems the same. The procedures to split, program, and train chosen ones have Nazi origins, and the spirit behind the Nazis is still operating here in the United States. Here in the U.S., there are now over 4 million cases of satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder. Someone did this, and the roots continue to go back to the black flame. Satan serving Nazis. A picture of a Nazi troop. The federal officer's wife, who would speak to us in German, many times went off to Germany with her young daughter. When she returned, she told me of her grandmother, who was part of the whole Underground Chosen Ones project. She then handed me a black and white picture of a SS Nazi in full uniform. His name is Otto Kritz, and on the back of the picture were the signed words, "The Black Flame." Yes, there are many more stories where subpersonalities who were pro-Nazi and spoke German talked to us. Most at first hated us and would see us as inferior. There's great pride in those German personalities. I have even sought to learn a little German so I could better converse with them. I know I will talk to many more. Two vital things we need to look at are the spirit of the Nazis and the doctrine of the Nazis. They are connected and are clearly operating today as we write. The spirit of the Nazis. It is very clear that the spirit behind the origin, development, and agenda of the Nazi Party was the prince or ruler of the power, the domain of the air or the atmosphere. The spirit who is now at work, supernaturally operative, in those who are disobedient or who reject Christ and commit to the satanic agenda. The force behind the ideas, laws, plans, and development was guided by that black flame, the same one who entered Judas and moved him. See John chapter 13. Biblical revelation does show that Satan's conquest is global. It's in Revelation 12. The Spirit of God reveals that this quest has been and is right now being sought. The power and force behind the Nazi leaders, politics, and military ascendancy was the ancient hate, the fallen cherub. It is amazing to learn that the entire Second World War, with its multiple millions of wartime dead, the engagement of nations, the development of weapons, and the slaughter at the concentration camps, were all the result of yielding to and being influenced by a prince who operates behind the scenes. For some, the devil's tracks can be seen only after the destruction. What we need is the insight that comes from God to see where the spirit is going before it happens again. The prophetic revelation of Scripture gives us a detailed heads up. It does expose this same operating presence, this spirit. I wish the Germans would have known this before the destruction of World War II. The sad thing right now is that political and military leaders have been infected with the same spirit. They have embraced the Trojan horse of superior everything, just like the pre-Nazi German leaders did. That ancient spirit of war and hate is leading kings, nations, and peoples down the same path. Only the path has gotten much broader. We must ponder. If the deception from the satanic spirit is broader and more have taken hold of it, how much broader and deeper will the destruction be? I think a read of Revelation chapter 9 and a deep study of Revelation chapter 19, verses 19 to 20, is the screaming heads up that must be heeded. The source of one's spirituality does matter. The doctrine of the Nazis. The doctrine of the Nazi Party was the accumulative ideology that flowed from the demonic side. It was and is demonic ideology. This doctrine is the data and information that was acquired from a supernatural source. The guided writings of occult leaders bear this out. They believed and wrote what the dark spirits are now seeking. The satanic agenda then and even now seeks these things. 1. The destruction of Israel and all Jews. The Jews are subhuman, quote, pig race, and must be annihilated. The core of this belief was given by occult doctrines. The plot for the final solution included finding Jewish people everywhere and destroying them. The same spirit can be found in those who believe in the Muslim Mahdi. 2. Christians are in the way. and must yield to the new spiritual political state of globalism. The state is a new order that will seek to reign worldwide. Christians need to join and be loyal to this movement or be, quote, cleansed, i.e., removed. Number three, a thousand-year reign was the goal of the Nazis. This is a counterfeit of the coming biblical millennium, a thousand-year reign where Christ, the Prince of Peace, will rule. Number four, a master race of Godmen. The Spirit-inspired vision was to create a master race of superhumans who could be spiritually strong and ready to be soldiers of a super leader. It was a secret project that they called Lebensborn, and it involved the creation of chosen babies. They believed in an Aryan race of godmen whose blood carried supernatural powers and abilities. I do believe the Aryan race to be part of the generations of the Nephilim, and that they did have superhuman attributes. But the enhancements came from demonic inbreeding that has occurred as seen in Genesis 6. The Nazis believed that if they could breed out the subhuman corruption by breeding Aryan to Aryan over and over again, they would soon have godlike warriors with supernatural abilities. Number five, all chosen ones I have dealt with have the belief in and need to keep their blood pure. By pure, I mean charged with the energy and power of the demonic. Rituals are done just for this purpose. The more demons raised and ingested or received, the more the blood would be pure or empowered. It is also true that all chosen ones I have worked with have German sub-speaking personalities who are pro-Nazi and pro-Hitler. They have a belief that the Antichrist will be a cloned or resurrected Hitler. Number seven, the resurrection of the old pagan gods, deities, is a part of the spiritual plan. Hitler and his leaders were constantly seeking spiritual places, powers, and knowledge. They were using rune stones, pagan symbols, and ritual concepts in all their parades and gatherings. Even Himmler's castle at Wewelsburg was considered a cone of spiritual power and was to be a new spiritual center in opposition to the Vatican. This castle had the Hall of the Dead, and many rituals were done in its chambers. It is believed that they still do take place there. Even a United States Colonel, Michael Aquino, performed a dark ritual there, seeking to raise powers. Aquino is the founder of the Satanic Temple of Set. Finally, in all the cases of satanic ritual abuse and of the technology of creating chosen ones that I have dealt with, I have found that it has deep spiritual Nazi roots. Those roots, though, did not originate with the Germans. They were simply the nation in search of a salvation, and their failure was in turning to the fallen, deceiving spirits who promised special knowledge, special status, and supernatural help instead of God. The problem, just like in Genesis 6, was that they were lied to, and their embrace of that lying spirit fueled a fire that eventually blew back on them. And it will, every time. I am convinced to the core of my being that the New Age movement here in the United States and throughout Europe has the same methodology at work in it, in its millions, that the dark spirits used in pre-Nazi Germany. I unashamedly scream out to those on spiritual quests and seekers of the New Age movement. I declare that you will be betrayed to the core, just like Judas was. The spirit now operating in Ephesians 2 in you will leave when it is done with you. The root of every Luciferian lie bears the fruit of destruction every time. The quest for us today is, have we learned, or have millions once again embraced the same Nazi demonic spirits that once danced on German soil? When the father of lies lost in his challenges to Jesus Christ, he went off looking for a more opportune time. See Matthew chapter 4. Hey everybody, real quick note. This is Doug, the host of American Vindicta. I am the narrator that you've been listening to for these last 11 chapters of The Black Awakening. It's hard to find this book, and it's even harder to find this book under $1,000 at times. My whole goal and intent here is to give this out to you for free so that you can use it in a study-like format. That's why we're going chapter by chapter, and that's why it's taking us a little bit longer than usual to be able to get these types of messages out there. But praise God when I hear that people are sharing this and that is impacting their lives positively, that it is helping people understand the abuses they've gone through, and that it's even helping those to heal and to come closer to Christ, or even better, come to Christ. I just want to say that you guys are so supportive of the work that I do. I love you all. I pray for you. I pray that God is always on your side, that you are always seeking the Master. Don't ever let him out of your eye. This world is so vile and wicked. It seeks all of our time and wants us to draw our eyes on it. But what it doesn't want is for you to pray, read your Bible, enjoy your life, be positive. It doesn't want you to know their dirty little secrets either, like what's being exposed in this book. I have an entire series of books that Pastor Russ has mentioned throughout his book, The Black Awakening. My wife and I are compiling as many of these books as possible. Every time one has been mentioned, we end up purchasing it. So by the time this entire book series is finally narrated, we've already collected close to 20 books or more. And we are going to have those all labeled so that you can also go and look for it. We find many of them for actually fairly cheap on eBay. My wife has found out, I think we just got in like 8 more books. But I think she got them for almost $5 a piece. So, you know, there's reasons for why we are amassing all this information. And it's because eventually you won't be able to find this stuff. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give a voice to the great work that Russ Dizdar did and his team did. And like I said, man, I thank you guys for supporting me, you know, financially. I don't really ever ask for financial support, though. Of course, we always need it. But, you know, when it is a love offering that's given to us, that comes from your bank account to ours, that means so much to me, to my wife, to my children, because we understand the signs and the times, the economy, all the burdens that are put on people. And so for people to donate to the little ministry that we do, honestly, it's really, it's lovely to watch how the body of Christ comes together to support each other. And so, you know, I just want to say thank you on behalf of me and my family, for all of you who are on Patreon, who, you know, send us stuff at the P.O. box, or give us stuff on Give, Send, Go. You know, God bless you guys. I appreciate it. We truly do. And I pray that as we continue to put this information out, that you grow stronger in your faith and you are more well-equipped to be able to handle the demonic powers that are in this world. God is greater than them. Jesus will return. Endure, saints. Pray, be faithful, and endure. God bless you all. No backward step. Stay frosty. We'll see you next time. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.